This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second of August, that is what is upon us. What's going on? Well, you have the DJV connection, the DVJ. I'll put Victoria first because she is of, she's sound mind. But I'm not sure about her body being sound. However, yeah, go ahead. There it is.
I'm sorry.
It's the summertime to face the ills of the world that can get you. We'll see if we can, through mental stimulation, make you feel much better because your head determines what's going on in your body. You know that, Victoria, right?
Well, yes, because my sinuses are what started all this, so yes, it is my head's fault.
Okay. So Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. The telescopes are out, all of the pictures that were taken of the moon and the sun and the people that were looking through telescopes and those people who just stood and looked at the sun, the moon. I saw a picture of the president just looking without any glasses on. I don't know what that was.
I mean, shouldn't he be the most informed? Like, doesn't he have NASA and, like, the Air Force and everybody around him to say, Mr. President, please put some glasses on. We need you with vision.
He did have glasses on. It's a weird thing. I was talking with my mom about it because we were driving at the beginning of the solar eclipse, and all you want to do is look.
I know.
Yeah. It's like when something's hot and they tell you don't touch. It's like all you want to do is look up there.
I put my hands together. In the East Coast, there wasn't much to see. New York didn't see much. Washington saw maybe a little bit more. But I got out of my truck. I was going over to the parts place, and I was looking up as I didn't have any glasses, I had sunglasses on, and I put my hand, I wish you could see this, what I did. I put my fingers together, so there's just a teeny little bit of streaming through.
And are you blind now?
I know, right? That's so not a solid plan.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Make any difference because there was nothing to see.
Well, sure there was. You needed the glasses. Well, yeah. You needed the glasses.
Basically, the glasses are black. You can't see anything unless you look at the sun, so it filters everything else out except for what you're supposed to be seeing. If you cover your eyes with your fingers, you're not going to see anything. It's too bright otherwise.
Fried your retinas.
I didn't at all. No. It's insulting to suggest that because if that were the case, I wouldn't be able to see anything. Under the circumstances. And you know the other thing that really
bothered
me?
You wouldn't be totally blind unless you just kept staring. But you can do damage.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. So
he said a retinal sunburn is what it's called.
I love it. He's like, I didn't. Okay.
What bothers me is there, it's like I'm becoming more or less on Trump. I've never been on it anyway, but I'm less on it because there's so many opportunities to do it right, even if it's the simplest of things. And then on the other hand, when I see all the attention and people paying, oh, look at that stupid Trump, he didn't put his glasses on. It's like everything. Doesn't make any difference what it is. It's everything. So the guy may be a horrible president. Maybe he's even a horrible human being. I don't know. But he's not horrible all the time, and everything he does isn't like there's this mania. My children and I were having this conversation last night. Get him no matter what. Let's make sure we completely strip him of anything and everything. And you'd say, well, he's the one who wanted to be president. But for God's sakes, even if it wasn't him, think about yourself and the creation of this anger that we have. And it isn't even really, it's sort of in a titular way aimed at him. But everything can't be about him any more than everything can't be about you. There's a whole thing here, and I don't remember that I've thought in my life that there's been anything quite like this. And then the news of the day yesterday was supposed to be the telescopes, the cameras, the glasses, the viewing, And yet, at the end of the day, it became a picture of Trump looking up without any glasses on.
Did Melania wear glasses? Because I only saw a clip of them.
Yeah, and Trump did, too. Trump looked up at the sun for like 10 seconds. I mean, not even, like a glimpse. He just looked up in the direction of it. But he had glasses on, too. But if you look on social media, it's memorialized that he was staring at it.
Well, I think it also kind of depends what you pay attention to as well. Because if you're on news sites, which, maybe that's a bad thing, that's the focus on news sites. But I was looking through all social media, and I saw everyone was so excited, and everyone was posting pictures in their own glasses, and their own pictures of the eclipse. So I think it kind of depends what you're looking for and where you're looking, you know, depends on what you see. Because I saw that, and I briefly chuckled, because it was kind of funny that we spent all day yesterday and the days leading up to the eclipse talking about wear your glasses, and then to see a picture of him not wearing them, it was a little funny. It was a little chuckle that I had. But that was all that I really paid attention to. That was all I saw. So I think if you pay attention to it, then it's going to, you're going to see it.
A lot of people are.
But I'm saying, if you don't want that in your own life and you don't want to feel that negative experience, then it's possible there are other things out there to pay attention to. And I saw tons of other amazing things about the eclipse yesterday that didn't have anything to do with Trump.
Well, I'm not suggesting
anything
had to do with Trump.
I also saw a ton of people yesterday when I was coming back into the city who were staring at the sun without any glasses on. So, I mean, even if he did have glasses, he was certainly not the only one. I literally stopped at a red light in front of a little shopping center on my way back from New Jersey, and I saw these two people come out of this little store, and they're looking up at the sun, they're taking pictures with the iPhone, and they're there for, this is a long extended, like a delayed green light at this interchange here, and they're taking pictures, and they're just staring at the sun. And then I looked at the store they came out of. They literally work in the laser vision correction store. So I was like, I hope they get an employee discount because they're going to need it after standing there staring at the sun. You would think someone who works in something to do with vision in a store would know, like, you have to wear glasses. But so many people thought that it was just an old wives' tale.
All right. So now that we've taken all that stuff apart, The best corridor from Oregon to South Carolina brought this thing right over the town where my mother grew up in southern Illinois near Carbondale. And I was sort of watching. I spent a few minutes, not a lot of time, to look and see what sort of engagement there was from people who were really close to it and what the feeling was. So we had heard there'd be a lot of people who would come to this area, but never did anybody think in these little towns that so many people, there were a million people within like about a 40-mile radius of this town that were parked along the side of the road.
I think it's awesome.
Lawn chairs and sitting on the ground on blankets and that kind of stuff.
It's really nice to focus on something other than all the atrocities in the world.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
It was a nice thing. That's the point. Thank you.
It was kind of disappointing that you're right, Doug. It did go back to, you know, Trumpgate again, because it was something that just brought everybody together and everybody was standing out going, oh, I mean, my experience was in my work parking lot, everybody kind of came outside from all the different little businesses, and we all, some people had welder's masks on, which I don't know. Some said that was
pretty
safe,
funny.
Some said not.
Yeah, well, goggles would be safe.
I had, you know, we had the solar glasses that my mom had purchased, and so she was there, and a bunch of people from CRN came out, and we were all passing around the glasses, and it was really one of the most incredible things. I mean, it was absolutely incredible to see it through those glasses, and I'm sorry that you missed out on that opportunity, because it was really, really cool. It was great. It was like a fiery half moon. It was beautiful.
So, if you didn't see it, you'll be excited to know there. You're not going to have to wait another 99 years to see another one. Because at the end of the day yesterday, officials at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration said the next total solar eclipse visible from our country will take place 7 years from now, April the 8th, 2024. The next full coast-to-coast eclipse won't happen until 2045. So in 2024, the shadow will cross the border in the other area. Sort of like, this is the shot that, for those of you who missed it, going from west to east and hit that little part of the country, southern Illinois. You'll be happy to know that the next eclipse will come from Texas. It'll start across a little bit below the Baja and through Mexico and through Texas, But the amazing thing is, it's going to go right over Carbondale, Illinois again. That'll be the hot spot. I think that's fascinating. It'll come across Texas, go through Tennessee and into Illinois, and then across kind of in Ohio and Buffalo, Montreal, and then go out up north of Nova Scotia.
So that begs the question, what kind of alien activity is going on in Illinois?
And Carbondale, yeah. I think we ought to go take a little trip there and see what's going on.
Uh-oh, Kara.
That's cool. So, did we all find the right glasses? Did everybody?
I didn't buy any, but I didn't look at the sun.
I mean, I had the glasses, and so far so good with my eyesight today.
I saw a guy painting them with spray paint.
Why?
Painting a pair of glasses, just regular glasses, and painting
them
with
that also
with
does
spray.
Not work.
Well, we all have had the experience. We all are thankful for having had the experience. And we will learn. There was something different, though. There really was something different about yesterday and the energy that was around. I felt I was so sluggish yesterday during the whole day. Normally, I have lots of energy. So I reached my super beats. And I actually took a Neo 40 capsule. I suppose an opportunity for me to talk about super beats for a minute, but that's what I did. A little packet. They come in packets. The Neo 40 is basically a crystallized form of the product that will open up your arteries and give you the energy that you need without having a cup of coffee, without doing anything other than taking something that's safe, all natural. It's a food. It's three concentrated beets, either in a teaspoon, you put in a glass and drink it in the water, or you put the Neo 40 capsule in your mouth and it's immediately absorbed. It opens up your whole system. And I did that. Yes, I actually had super beats in the morning, then I had some Neo 40 in the afternoon, and it did give me more energy. I don't usually have both of them during the course of the day, but I did feel rejuvenated. But I'm making two points. One of them is that the energy yesterday was really strange for those of you who are sensitive and get sort of the energy routine. And then the way that I dealt with it was to grab some super beats. And if you have... We're not worried about any more of these eclipses for a while. But if you have a day, maybe today, you're all drained, you didn't have a good night's sleep, whatever it is, or you start early. Jennifer takes these super beats during the day. Victoria does. Kara does. Because we all start early, and we all need more energy. And energy is a good thing. Your boss will be impressed with you if you really show by the end of the day that you got it, that you're with it, that you're on it. And the best way to be on it is to put something all natural. No sugars, no processed anything. The better way to better bodily health. Drink one of these a day, and you'll really feel like the athletes do who take them. Doctors drink this superfood because it's shown to improve heart health and stamina. Dr. Ken says, as a cardiologist, this is something you need to take every day. The nitric oxide in the capsule... It comes from the beets, is what opens up the arteries and gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Are you convinced? Call 800-655-4183 to get on the program and get a free month's supply of Super Beets. 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or you can order Super Beets online at DougLikesBeets.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off, hang of freedom, try the American road.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Occasion last Saturday was Project Angel Foods' 27th annual Angel Awards, during which, in this circumstance, George Michael won the Elizabeth Taylor Leadership Award, named for the actress who was a longtime benefactor of fundraising for HIV projects, AIDS, that sort of thing. George Michael, for his part, was the Grammy-winning singer who died last Christmas. He was only 53. But he was honored for his decades of humanitarian work with Project Angel Food. And so this is a tribute to him and a remembrance of that. George Michael was, in fact, the largest individual benefactor. He gave $25,000 a year and had been giving that much money every year since 1993. Donations that began with Michael leaving a check at Project Angel Food's front door after learning the organization had fallen on hard times. And nobody asked him to do it then. He just did it. He also occasionally worked in the kitchen there. Polly Perrette, who's the lady from NCIS, donated $10,000 earmarked for a new van that helps them deliver meals. So let's see, who else has been a benefactor here? Eric McCormick, who's about to return to primetime in the reboot of Will and Grace, arranged for 4 tickets to visit the set, raised $20,000 at auction, the set of Will and Grace, for this thing. So Project Angel Food doing what it has done. Jennifer, what do you know about this? Anything more? I mean, sometimes the silly assumption is it's because you're in Los Angeles, you know.
I know.
About all of these.
Yeah, actually, I'm learning about it right now.
Yeah, okay. I never heard of it before either. Interesting. Polly Perrette seems to be getting around a little bit more.
Tons, yeah.
I'm wondering how.
Is she the funky, like, cool looking girl?
Okay. She's right. She's the one who takes care of all of the investigations. But as with others in that show who have the star power, people said Michael Weatherly couldn't make it on his own or wouldn't be able to do what he's done, in fact. They didn't think that show Bull would be a success. Anybody who has seen it knows it's quite a good show. I like it a lot, and I think he's very good at it. Anyway, that's off the focus. So, really, kind of neat. I think this is a neat story. Anyway, Adam Lambert side of it, he was the one who stole the evening. There were a lot of people that were performing there. He sang some of Michael's hits, One More Try, Faith, among them. This was started, this whole project was started by Marianne Williamson, who is, I guess, well, how do we best describe her? Sort of a spiritualist spokesperson. Would that be a good way of describing her?
I'm not really familiar with her, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Either.
She's a writer and a speaker and is associated with a lot of things that I read and I follow. So she started this whole project? She started this whole thing. Project Game of Food. 10 million meals, wow, over the years that it's been in operation.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Good. Okay. So that's that story. As long as we're in this area of honoring people, items from Prince's Paisley Park home going to London to be part of an exhibit showcasing his career in October. The My Name is Prince exhibit celebrates the 10-year anniversary of his run of 21 straight sold-out shows at the O2 Arena in England back in 2007. It's the first time we've taken any items out of Paisley Park, says his sister. I'm so excited to be able to meet the fans, share their stories, and give them hugs and have a cry if need be. So, Prince being kept alive, no question, that's a worthwhile effort. 28 after on the DJB show.
Take the harder route. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Snapping at or lashing out at others is easy. It doesn't take any effort or skill to be impulsive, to lose your temper, or to lose self-control. The easy path doesn't always lead to what you want in life, however, so be mindful of that. To work hard is to put yourself in a position to succeed. To take the easy path is to put yourself in a position to run into a whole lot of trouble. Take the harder route. You don't have to snap at others. You want to. You don't have to lash out at others. It just feels easier to do that than to do the work on your self-talk to find out that you really are okay, even if you don't lash out. To learn the type of self-talk that will lead you down the path you want, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom,
If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At the hour now, it's the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, and we're at the business, or on the business, of discussing what's going on. Not everything. Try to have a few facts shaking into our ears, and then we'll talk about it, because all the folks who are here have a pretty interesting perspective on things that are going on. So let's talk about two things that are disturbing, and see what we collectively think ought to be done about what's going on. The world changes with every day, with every moment. And one of the biggest revolutions over the past 10, 15 years in terms of war has been the rise in use of drones. We have seen in our own lives how the drones affect us, taking pictures of things. I had some beautiful shots taken of my farm by a drone. And so, yeah, they're interesting, but there's a new generation coming out. This time, they are autonomous. They operate on their own. No human controls them from someplace.
Are you talking about drones or millennials?
I'm talking about...
Because you said a new generation. I was just curious.
Yes. And yesterday, Elon Musk was working... Well, actually, there are about 100 people who are artificial intelligence experts that got together and called for a ban on these weapons. They are referred to as LAWs, lethal autonomous weapons, that could become the next revolution in warfare. This is an open letter. Many of you may have seen it, released yesterday. Musk said, quote, once developed, they will permit armed conflict to be fought at a scale greater than ever before and faster than ever before. Musk says you can't comprehend how these things will be used and what they will do. And the United States so far, Israel, China, South Korea, Britain, and Russia have developed these autonomous weapon systems. They can be used for terrorism. They can be used by the people like Kim Jong-un to keep his people in check. Innocent people, a beehive of activity. And the fact that this letter came out, I never heard of these programs before. Any of you ever heard of anything like this being developed before?
Mm-mm.
I never have. Never anything like this. And it gives you cause to wonder, why do we need these things? The drone is called Perdix, P-E-R-D-I-X. And it is what's leading the revolution. This was a secret Pentagon project. This is, again, where our money is going. And you can say, well, we have to have the strongest military in the world in order to keep everybody away from us, or we keep other people in check. I don't know what to think even about. Are we ever going to be able to figure out, or are we just going to keep developing these things until we've destroyed ourselves?
Well, if one person has them, then everybody else is going to have them, too.
Yeah, so then what are we going to do with them?
Just fly them into each other. I don't know. Have you ever been? These drones are so creepy. I was at a wine event a year ago, and I heard this weird noise, like a weird robotic. And you look up, and you just see these things. It's just so, I don't know.
They're very cheap. They're expendable.
It makes you feel like we're just living in a movie. I mean, it's like sci-fi, but that's the new reality. I mean, so much of how we're going to fight wars now is not going to be about people losing their lives on the battlefield.
Why? Why are we fighting wars?
Well, it's a person's quest for power, I suppose. I mean, that's nothing new.
No, it isn't. So we really aren't learning anything. I saw this yesterday about the money that we have spent on things, and people say, oh, Doug, you're so naive. You don't realize what the rest of the world wants, or there are people all over the place like Hitler and Napoleon. And look at over the ages, you go back to, what's the name the fellow straddled, this is, how old in history is this? The kid who became the leader. His leg supposedly straddled. The legend is that he straddled between Istanbul, between Europe and Asia. And I want to say it began with an A, and it's like a story from thousands of years ago. Kind of awful. I can't. All that comes to mind is Arthur or Anthony, but. Alexander the Great. Thank you.
Alexander,
I knew I'd find
the
it.
Great. There you go.
You know the story of Alexander the Great.
Sure.
The first really supposedly great warrior. But you look back at the history of everybody trying to take over other countries. And,
he's the first guy to conquer all of Europe, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. So James Mattis says that we have to do something about the collision. Remember in June when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship, and then this past weekend the USS John McCain collided with a merchant vessel near Singapore.
I don't know how that's happening all the time.
I know.
It's so weird.
It's happening because they're not paying attention. They have all the tools. It's like these ships are almost automatic. Like when a plane takes off, you hit autopilot, and it flies to where it's got to go, and then you land it. And that's pretty much what goes on these ships.
I did see a kind of funny tweet yesterday. It said, of course, the USS John McCain crashes because you never know what John McCain's going to do. Like the unpredictability of John McCain and everything with his name on it.
And I don't know. You know, there are a lot of people who think he's a hero and memorialize him. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not going to even go there.
Well, that's not even the story. The story is what's happening with these ships.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. It's something under review. You got to wonder why it is. Okay, so we're into people in the news. Richard Simmons yesterday said he is not transgender.
His shorts are, though.
Can't people leave poor Richard Simmons alone? It's been, like, years now. I mean,
Why is he saying that he's not transgender? Because
there was TMZ ran a story that he was going through a transition.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he was disappearing. Yeah, I had heard that.
Right. He's not. So he's somebody suing somebody, and I'm quite figuring out who's suing who. A defamation lawsuit over the stories that he vanished because of the sex change.
I heard it's either because he gained weight or because he was, you know, he didn't want to be seen because he had gained weight or because and I'd heard that one too, that he was transgender. I think people are just speculating because the guy who was so visible is gone off the radar.
Hmm. Well, there's also been a long rumor that he's been, you know, battling HIV for years. Hmm. So
there's that one too.
His health doesn't, I mean, he didn't look good the last time he came out of the hospital.
But he's never admitted he's gay.
No. I mean, that's like when Siegfried and Roy came out and said, by the way, we're gay. It's like, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the update, Captain Obvious.
So who's being, is it TMZ that's being sued? National Enquirer is being sued? I'm trying to figure out who's being sued here, because they both have had the story about him having professional sex reassignment surgery. Don't you love the politically correct way of referring to this? He did not have professional sex reassignment surgery. Huh. Is there such a thing as unprofessional?
I know, right? That's a very odd wording.
Surgery? Yeah, it is. It's really kind of weird. I would think the National Enquirer gets sued all the time, and so does TMZ for this stuff, right? Isn't that something?
I don't know that TMZ gets sued that much because that Harvey Levin guy is a lawyer and tends to pretty much squash anybody who challenges him because their TMZ sources, as trashy as it is, they usually end up right. Uh-huh. I mean, it's very rare that TMZ runs with a big story that isn't true.
Huh. Okay. I'll take your word for it, Victoria.
I mean, that's just in my anecdotal experience of seeing
Harvey
Levin's
a lawyer. He knows how to not get sued. So
right.
Makes sense.
Have you seen him interviewing people on regular shows? I've seen him on other shows. I'm trying to remember which show.
He's on that. Yeah, he's on. Is it? It's not Judge Judy, is it? Is it the People's Court?
Yeah, no, I think it is.
People.
It's one of those judge shows. Yeah.
Yeah. He, like, waits outside the door and interviews
people. Why? What
the
heck is.
Because he's a ham. He wants more screen time.
Yeah, he is kind of a hamburger.
He's a huge hamburger.
Right. Hamburgers need not apply here. We want everybody to be vegetarian. It's 43 and change after the hour. Our favorite pillow, my pillow, in the focus again. Last week we were telling you about the return to this program. These folks have been sponsors of the DJV experience before, earlier in the year, had great success. It's interesting how this all works. I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but there are, as Jennifer can tell, well, all of us are sort of radio brass carriers getting used to how the system works. Sometimes people who, instead of running commercials every day, they'll run them one day a week. I remember one car dealer used to run their spots on Thursday and Friday, and they wanted to be on every half hour because people, according to them, bought cars on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so let's influence them on Thursday and Friday. And so once in a while, you'll hear products that are repetitively on the air, but they're not always on the air. And such is the circumstance with the folks at MyPillow. They figured out when the best time is to advertise their pillows, so they know when people are buying pillows. And apparently this is the time of year that people are buying pillows. And I can understand that with lots of people going away to school. Don't you bring your own pillow when you go to school to the dorm? You don't take the pillow.
Yes.
You don't have the pillow at the
dorm.
You need your own pillow.
To bring your own, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons I think MyPillow is out there. So they've got special deals every week. And this week, the deal is 50% off on four pillows. The four pillow pack, 50% off. That is, you get four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the price of the four pack. If you're going to take advantage of this, there are two ways to do it. Dial 800-716-5989, or you can go online to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the code DJV for the four-pillow pack special. Get free shipping as well. 50% off the four-pillow pack plus free shipping, your money back if you don't love them. Again, the number is 800. You like that? Again? Trying to emphasize. It's emphasis. 800-716-5989. 800-716-5989. Or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for this special opportunity. Get the pillows before you go back to school.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 48 past the hour. It's official. Dr. Heather Morgan has completed a major research project into the impact of women like Jennifer who wear heels that are taller than her ears. The result is not music to women's ears. The conclusion of the study, published in the BMC Public Health Journal, heels are terrible and beautiful things all at once.
Yeah,
they have a hold on women that no one can fathom. Snapped ankles, among other things.
Is this really a surprise, though? I think most women who wear heels
back
know
pain,
that they're not great for
bunions,
them. But
yeah.
They sacrifice
sprains.
The health,
yeah,
because
pretty.
They look good.
They do? I don't think they look good. I think women don't look good. You don't have to.
You're the only man ever born who's hetero who doesn't think heels look sexy on a woman.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I think
listen
the short,
to you.
What do they call the short ones? Pumps? What do they call those short?
Flats? What, ones
no,
that have
flats.
Little tiny
like
heel?
Smaller
a kitten heel?
Little heel. Yeah. What do they call them?
It's a pump.
Maybe
I mean,
they're all like
pump.
Women who are taller than you are.
Mm. Well, that eliminates a lot of people.
Very funny. 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, and the Tech Talk conversation is brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Airbnb in the focus, Facebook, and more on whether or not your Netflix and Hulu account are going to be taxed right after this.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with 4 lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Victoria Keelan here. The focus on Airbnb as it grows and grows and grows.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely a result of technology. This company could not have gone into business or existed or grown without technology. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. It's an app. It was an app before it was a website. I mean, people, they skipped the website portion and went right to the app. And yes, I mean, this is just a complete technological birth.
I like that. That's a good term. All right. So what are they up to now?
Well, Business Insider has been, of course, watching Airbnb and a lot of different travel sites as the summer tends to be a higher travel time for people. And it turns out there's some pretty shocking news. Airbnb is now more popular and has more offers and properties than the top five worldwide hotel chains. And that actually means, and that's all of them included. So Airbnb is more popular than Marriott, Hilton, Intercontinental, Accor Hotels, and Wyndham Hotels combined.
Wow.
And that's all around the world. It's amazing. So they have, all those hotels have 3.9 million listings, and Airbnb has 41 million listings.
Good Lord.
Around the world. 660,000 are in the U.S., which is still the most popular place for Airbnb, but it's very quickly followed up by France, Italy, Spain, and the U.K.
Hmm. How about that?
It's incredible. They're also worth $31 billion now. They just raised $1 billion in funding in May of this year.
It's an app. It's software.
Yep. And that's it. It's like Uber. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody else does all the work. If you own a property and you're the one doing all the work, you know, you're the one cleaning up after everybody, Airbnb just takes a big chunk of it.
All right. Facebook focusing on how it deals with people who have died. What about their accounts? People, I've heard this conversation's been going on for a couple of years. What do you do with your Facebook account after you're done?
Mm-hmm. And this is something that is still a complicated issue, but Facebook is saying they launched the memorialization pages. So if a person dies and a family member can prove that they are related to that person, my friend's brother passed away 9 months ago and she had to go all through this process. They changed his page to a memorial page. So obviously there won't be any updates or anything and no one's actually working with the page, but it will stay there and everyone else who was his friend can still look at pictures and things like that. So it's a little bit of a tricky area. Facebook says, you know, if they've had instances where a husband and wife are divorced and the ex-wife wants access to the Facebook page, but they weren't Facebook friends when he was alive, so they don't really know how to handle all of it because there are no laws that cover digital assets. So when you die in the U.S., you have there. It's a free-for-all for any of your social media accounts, any of your digital assets, your Spotify account, anything like that. There's no law governing any of it. It's like the Wild West.
Isn't that amazing, huh? It is like the Wild West.
Yep.
So for those of you who were upset, I heard from some people yesterday after I talked about something that apparently people are not aware of because of the status of Netflix and Hulu. This is kind of falling into or out of a crack, like the phone companies. They pay tag, or you pay taxes, and then they have to pay them. Now there is a tax that is being aimed at Netflix and Hulu fees. $1 a month is usually, I mean, that's not a lot, but that's, you know, it's still more than you're paying now. But is it fair to pay Netflix and Hulu? You don't pay a tax to watch your television, right?
You do. You pay cable tax. See, this is the whole part that the government has now realized, oh, millennials have cut the cord. There's no cable. We can't charge you all those crazy taxes anymore. And now it's all gone to Netflix and digital streaming. And this also applies to Spotify and Hulu and Pandora, any Tidal, Apple Music, all of that. This is going to be the next big battle over, you know, who gets this money and should they get the money.
Yeah, what they do with it. Tech Talk brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. 4 lines on America's largest network. $25 a line per month. Learn more at Total.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.